This is 69, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 69 has been covering the digital signage industry since the dawn of man, first online and now as a podcast. The goal on here is to make listeners aware of interesting companies, smart people, and new technology developments, all of them meaningful in making digital signage projects happen. I try to help listeners understand sometimes complicated subjects and why they should care. The podcasts are free and I try to get a new one out weekly, but things happen now and then. The 69 podcast has been gratefully sponsored and supported since the start by Jeremy Gavin and the fine folks at ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful looking, totally automated content for signage and digital out-of-home networks. Check them out at screenfeed.com. 69 has been around since 2006, and the publication and podcast are now owned by Spectrio, which provides customer engagement solutions for business. You can find them at spectrio.com. Retail experts have long spoke about the so-called zero moment of truth, that time in bricks and mortar stores when shoppers are in the aisles and making the decision about which product they're going to pull off the shelf and put in their basket. Getting digital signage into stores, with screens doing messaging when people are in a shopping mindset, has always been a big business driver. But putting screens right in the aisles has been a challenge for a few reasons, the main one being how conventional screens would eat up shelf space. Display manufacturing has advanced to a level now that it's possible to put strips of high-resolution LCDs right on the shelf edge without getting in the way. That introduces color, motion, and the possibility for things like dynamic pricing. But the solution is not just about the display. There has to be a whole system behind it, and that's where in-store screen comes in. The Hong Kong-based company has a solution that actually meets the scaled needs of retailers and brands, so that you could do things like drive as many as 96 ribbon displays, with different content to each of them, off a single Lenovo PC. I had a good chat with Henrik Andersen, the CEO of InStore Screen. Henrik, thank you for joining me. We've spoken a few times in the past, but for those who are not familiar with InStore Screen, can you kind of run through what your company does, what you're all about?
Yes, so InStore Screen is a manufacturer of hardware, mostly monitors and technology for digital signage. We are 20 years old and today an exclusive partner of Lenovo.
Okay. And it's kind of a curious setup in that you're based in Florida, but you're Danish, I believe, and a lot of the company is over in Hong Kong. Is that right?
Yes, so our headquarters is in Hong Kong, and I'm very close to Danish. I'm Swedish, but 15 minutes away.
You're Nordic.
Yeah. Yeah, so our headquarters is in Hong Kong. We have 3 manufacturing sites in China. That's what we are doing today.
And is it privately held or are you publicly traded?
We are privately owned.
Okay. One of the things that has struck me about what you do versus what's historically happened in retail digital signage is the different waves of signage in retail have involved putting conventional flat panel displays all over stores, which was then followed by doing video walls instead, hiving them all together. And the third wave seems to be now that the technology is there to try to put displays right in the aisles, right where consumers are making decisions, as opposed to just being sort of part of the overall look and feel of a store. Is that kind of why you went at it the way you have?
Yeah, so the story is that InStore Screen is created to be a supplier that works outside in instead of inside out. Mm-hmm. If I explain that very quick, is that we come from a true OEM manufacturing. And we have been listening to the customer to see how can we make the right product for the customer in the right location. That has been the key. Inside out is more like if the customer calls in and you show them what you have, and we didn't want to work that way. So what we have done is that we have created a different different solutions that are OEM based, but we have based them on a whole like retail. So for retail, we have been looking in to see how can we replace or how can we add screens and technology into the retail environment. Based on that, we created shelf edge displays. We worked with the biggest manufacturer of LCD screens, and we have been working very closely with them to create the right size, length, height, everything. When that's finished, we have a solution that could be on the shelf edge. It can be on the header and so on.
Right.
The second step here is, how are we going to drive them? How is the most intelligent way to drive them? And that's where it comes in with our solution, where we call it InDaisy. It's a daisy chain technology where we can utilize one 4K computer to run up to 96 screens.
Oh, okay.
The second generation that's coming next year will also be able to push power through the daisy chain. So we will be able to both power, data, everything through one single cable.
And with this is the partnership with Lenovo. With the daisy chaining, is it one signal to as many as 96 displays, or could it be addressable? Like it could be 96 different signals.
It's 96 different signals. So each screen will get an ID, and based on that ID, you can have different content to them.
But
each screen will have different content.
This wouldn't be 96 pieces of video though, right? It would be images?
No, 96 pieces of video.
Wow. That would take a pretty serious graphics card.
No, not really. Our data chain works as the way that you think about a canvas that's 4K. Mm-hmm. And each ID is taking a spot from that canvas.
Okay.
So, for example, if you have the header display that's 1920 by, 1920 by 360, the first header takes location 0 to 1920 down to 360. That's ID number 1. ID number 2 starts beside that and takes from 1920 to 3840 and down to 360. And then the shelf edges starts below, and they are taking like left, right, left, right, left, right. And then by utilizing the Lenovo computer, we could have four 4K outputs. So we can get four times that resolution.
Okay. So with retail, in the many years that I've been involved in this space, one of the challenges has been trying to get displays right into where the merchandise is. But the problem has always been that if you put a conventional flat panel display into that space, it's going to eat up merchandising space. It's going to eat up shelf space that you want for stocking product. So the one of the big drivers here, I assume, is that this takes space that it's a way to not take away from that merchandising space and stocking space.
Yeah, we have been working very closely with the manufacturer of the gondolas to figure out how much space can we take without taking up any merchandise. So we are taking up about 1.5 inch to 1.7 inch in height. Mm-hmm. And then we are following the 2 foot, 3 foot, and 4 foot lengths.
Mm-hmm. And this is using LCD.
That's LCD, yes.
And I gather that the reason you're able to do this now is you can now natively manufacture LCDs at these sizes as opposed to remanufacturing larger displays, which costs a lot of money and can be error prone.
Yeah, we don't use any resize. When we started this project like 8 years ago, then we used resize to test and see how we can get it to look and how it should work. Today, we are natively producing them. There are benefits of natively producing them. One of the biggest is that you get the same every time.
Yeah.
So if you put like 10, 15 of these side by side, you want all of them to have the same backlight. You want all of them to have the same color, all of those kind of features. And the biggest one is probably to get down in price. By utilizing a cut down like a 55 inch down to be making one shelf edge, that's a lot of waste doing that. By using native screens, if the volume reach X, we will be able to be very competitive. We are calculating we should be able to go way below $100 a feet.
Yeah, because I remember when that these thin ribbon LCDs first came out, and I would see them at places like NRF about 6-7 years ago. The salespeople working the booths wouldn't even tell me a number in terms of price because I gather it was ghastly. But yeah. That's changed a lot.
That changed a lot. An example, we could have a 2-foot display today for around $200.
And who is putting that in? Is it the brands or is it the retail owner?
It's both. It's both. Okay. It has been the latest four or five years. It's a lot of brands. It's getting more retailers. Today it's mostly retailers on end caps.
And do they see this as part of their business model, their merchandising model, that they'll sell these end caps and now it's digital?
Yes, and as information. They see that they have, by just using packages, they cannot inform the customer of what the product is doing. By utilizing video screens, now they can inform what's the benefit with this product and that product. They can also do in like different flavors. They can tease you like, look here how good this is with ice and so on. And one of the key things everybody's talking about right now is dynamic pricing. You will be able to change the pricing very quick. You'll be able to change products on the shelves. You will be able to collect external data. For example, if we say, like, for example, we have allergy medicine and so on, we can publish the allergy count onto the shelf edge in real time.
The
pollen count. I mean, yeah.
Right. Are these replacements potentially for electronic shelf labels, or are they kind of complementary to?
Today is a complementary. I can see that, but mostly due to the price. But if the prices still get lower and lower and lower, I think they're a direct competition to the ESLs. I think they are, because you have more dynamics on an LCD screen than you have on an ESL.
Right. With an ESL, you can do price and maybe a barcode or something. That's maybe two or three colors. That's about it, right?
Yeah. Here you can have a full color spectrum. You can have movies. You can have touchscreen functionality. There's so many things you can do. We can integrate sensors so you can scan your membership and get your special price. There's so many things that we are investigating right now. What's going to be the next step?
And doing that, is that contingent at all on the kind of back office systems that a retailer has as to whether they, you know, have the data and everything to make that happen?
Here is where we work very closely with a lot of partners that build softwares. So we work with, for example, Micros, Oracle, all of them, where they have the back end for the retailers. And then we're working with the digital signage companies, how we can like get data between those two systems.
Mm-hmm. And is that a challenge at all in terms of working with the different digital signage CMS options out there, that they need to have a platform that can work with this high-end Lenovo box?
No, it's not a super high-end Lenovo box. It's a computer called P340 that has an NVIDIA board inside with 4K output.
All right.
any signage software will work with our solution. And most of the times when we talk to the signage companies, they think, oh, this is complicated. And it takes them 15 minutes and said, oh, this is so easy.
Right.
So, yes, the daisy chain and all of that kind of features sounds very advanced, but we made all the technology on our board. So the digital signage company don't have to think about that technology. They just have to follow, publish on a full 4K canvas.
Okay. And I guess they would have to, depending on how their CMS works, maybe introduce some new resolutions that they didn't previously have, like 1920 by 360 or whatever you were describing.
No, they publish 3840 by 2160, a full 4K resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And then our data chain board, based on the IEDs, are taking spots from that full 4K canvas.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Now, I'm not put off by the fact that you're not listening to this podcast to hear me. Just like audiences to any digital signage, you give your attention to content you find interesting or helpful. That's where my company ScreenFeed comes in. Our sole mission is to make your digital signage network more valuable by making content that is more valuable to your audience. If you'd like to drive more attention to your screens, visit ScreenFeed.com to explore the 75-plus content options we've created to do just that. And then give us a call. Now, back to the podcast.
What about LED? I have seen some manufacturers at trade shows again who were showing shelf edge strips that were based on fine pitch LED. Is that a consideration or not the right way to go on this?
The problem we have with the LEDs is the heat. We have been investigating working with LEDs because there are benefits with LEDs that you can easily make a new size.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make a tooling, and a new tooling cost about $1.5 to $2 million to make a new size. So if someone says, oh, we don't want 3 foot, we want 3.2 foot, that's a very expensive thing. But in LED, it's doable. But we have power usage. It's like almost like 10 times more. And then we have the heat. So if we take a whole retail store and we put these out, LEDs, it could be that you have to start getting more air conditioning units, basically.
Oh, wow. I never thought of it that way. Certainly the idea of all those LEDs, even though we all think of LEDs as being incredibly energy efficient, you're using thousands of them, or I guess in a whole store, maybe millions of them. And that's just, it's a lot of little lights to feed, yeah. Right?
They're made for outside. You could use them. If you could use spot installations, I think they're fine. LCD is more energy efficient.
Right. The problem that I've seen with the LED versions is simply that to get the resolution, the granularity of the information down to a level that is legible, like an ESL or an LCD, is you're talking very fine pitch.
Oh,
LED,
you can.
And therefore today big you cannot cost.
You cannot do it. So if we look at our header display, for example,
mm-hmm.
it's a 1920 by 360 in resolution. That means we have 360 pixels in height. If you go to an LED, you're down to maybe like 30, 40.
And the net result of that is the visuals just don't look very
good. Yeah, we said that they will have... this is my guess. They will have a resolution of like 150 by 30 by 40.
Right.
And ours is 1920 by 360.
So it looks like a 1994 desktop monitor.
It depends. From distance, and if you do the content right, it will look quite okay. Mm-hmm. But if you go down to price tags and QR codes, you know, coupons, things like that, that will never work.
Right.
So we can do that as well. We can publish coupons and everything to the shelf edge.
So maybe down the road, 3, 4, 5 years, micro LED, when mass manufacturing really gets sorted on that and the yields are up and everything else, maybe that's an option, but certainly not right now.
That's something we look into. Mm-hmm. We have really started to look at that, but it's way too early.
Right. What kind of research has been done to measure the impact of, let's say, a planogram that's just the, you know, conventional shelf labels and things like that versus a portion of a planogram that has your digital shelf edge elements to it?
Yeah, so what we have seen now is that it's a wow factor. That's one of the things. If you walk in the store, about 80% of your decisions is made in the store. And if you get a wow factor, you get something that triggers your brain, you will buy that product. On top of that, you have like tools and gadgets, things that need to be explained. Mm-hmm. If we say like power drills, we say like vitamins, anything that need to be explained, an energy drink, those kind of thing benefits from like telling, okay, by using this product, it will give you this and this and this and this benefit. We are seeing between a 20% to about a 300% based on products.
Sustained or just like when it first goes up?
It continues. We have some really good data from, I have to be a little bit careful here. We have some data from a pharmaceutical where they're explaining a product where we have like a 300-400% uplift. And we have also inside retail on like produce and stuff like that, where we have like a huge growth.
And are those brands, this may be a difficult question, but are those brands ones that have used other types of digital signage, like more conventional flat panels around a store? And maybe I'd assume it wouldn't have had any kind of anywhere near the impact just because it wouldn't have been as close to the product.
That has been the thing. They have advertised on digital signage screens in retail, but most of the time they are too far away from the product. So due to the retail is an impact, I mean, it's an impulse of buying. The further away you are from the physical product, the less sales are you going to make.
Right. One of the things that you were telling me I thought was interesting is your solution in tandem with Lenovo, your partner, you're doing in-store analytics as well?
Yeah, we have a solution that we are introducing at NRF that we call Smart Vision. Mm-hmm. Smart Vision is a full analytics platform utilizing Lenovo servers and multiple cameras to collect data from the retail environment. This is also applicable not only in retail. We're doing even in transportation. We're doing education. We're doing fast food. So it's about collecting data from like how many people are happy walking in, how many people are sad walking out, where they're walking. We can see the paths of walking. We can see where most people are spending most time, how long time they're standing in front of that product. We can also trigger things. You know, we can see, for example, that there has been a spill of a drink in aisle 6 and we need to call the janitor to get it cleaned up. We're also working on things to see if they're putting things in their pocket or they're putting things in the cart. We can see if someone is acting violent or has a tendency if something could happen. This is what we work on with like machine learning together with Intel to figure out what kind of information do we want.
Right. So you're using Intel's OpenVINO?
Yes, we are using Intel's OpenVINO as the base.
So retail analytics using computer vision has been around, I don't know, 15 years, maybe even longer. So that part's not new. What's distinct about what you do versus some of the more familiar ones that are already kind of known in the digital signage space?
It's probably our dashboard. an easy way to get an overview, and also the flexibility to pick the things you want. We are trying to, same here as we do with the screen, work outside in instead of inside out. We don't tell the customers that this is the data that we think you should have. We are asking them, what data do you want to make your business better? Most of that is basically to combine multiple cameras to get the whole view instead of having one camera inside of like one header display. By using this, we can see the moving paths in the store. We can see, for example, during X hours a day, we have this many visitors, but we only have this many cashiers open. We can then they can create, they can move things around in the store to create like a more streamlined, you want green lines across the whole store. You don't want like some aisles are more visited than other aisles. You want all of them to move. Typical IKEA, where you want to go, you have basically have to go the whole store, even if you want to you want to, a thing in the end of the store.
Yes, you do. And it's not my favorite way to shop, but
that's the way to create impulses on the way to the thing that you're intended to buy. Look at the carts at IKEA. You buy so many things on the way to the exit that you'd never planned to buy.
Mm-hmm. The reference case that I'm familiar with for your company is that seat-to-table store down in South Florida. Is that still your biggest deployment for this, or you know where have you put your screens in?
That's the biggest single store deployment.
Okay.
We are deploying in multiple stores, but often as single end caps or a category. And there will be a lot of announcement next year of full grocery stores that are getting this installed in a larger, more than just an end cap. But if we take seat to table for an example, we have about 200 screens in that store, including shelf edges, headers, square screens. So that is a so-called Intel, Lenovo, and InstaScreen showroom. And everybody's welcome to come down and look at it.
Right. So that's kind of your living lab where you can walk people through and go, here's what's possible.
Yeah. So that's where we're testing everything from the analytics to the screens to dynamic pricings. Everything is tested there. And that's better than having it in our own office.
Lenovo is one of those very large computing companies that has sort of been on the edge of digital signage. And some of these companies like HP and so on, they're in, they're out. You don't really know what they do, but it sounds like Lenovo has made a concerted investment of capital and people into the space now.
Yes, we have grown. Lenovo has grown a lot in the OEM division. I think when I started working with Lenovo, there were about five guys. Now they're up to like 50, 60.
Hmm. And just working specifically with you, or are they active in other areas as well?
It's OEM. It's the whole thing of you're working outside. Outside in instead of inside out, trying to figure out solutions for each individual company. It could involve computers only. It could be involve computers and monitors. One of the things we did 2020, 2021 was a full line of monitors with antimicrobial coating on them. So they are like killing viruses and bacterias. But one of the key things as well is that the whole chassis is aluminium. So it's a 100%, oh no, it's a 95% sustainable product.
Hmm. And is that an ask that you get from retail now?
More and more. Mostly Europe. Europe don't want anything that has plastic in them anymore.
Oh, really? Wow. That, that'll be a big change when it starts to happen here.
Yeah, so if you go to a grocery store in Sweden, for example, you have to pay 50 cent for a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it costs. If you want to bring your groceries home, you have to pay 50 cent for the plastic bag.
Yeah, that's starting to happen here in Canada as well. I'm constantly buying more bags because I forget to bring the ones I have in the car.
Yeah.
So I'm building up my
Swedish
collection.
Every Swedish guy has a car full of bags, right?
What do you see happening in the next couple of years with the kind of work that you do? Do you imagine there are going to be other companies developing copycat solutions? Like, for instance, I was in Taiwan when you still could travel about 2.5 years ago, and I know that AUO, which is a huge LCD manufacturer, had a whole feature wall of odd shaped ribbon displays and things like that. So it seems like this would be accessible to more companies now.
Yeah. So AO is one of our partners. So
okay.
If we look at a couple of their sites that they have, we have been part of their engineering process. We have been part of like developing the size, the functionality, the backlight, all those kind of things. So I don't see, I see the panel manufacturer as a really important partner in building this. So AUO is one. We have HKC, we have BUE, we have Innolux.
Okay.
We work with all of them. Will there be products similar to our products on the market? Yes, there will be. We are trying to be innovative. We are trying to make it easy. Most of our competitors are basically, yeah, I can almost say all of them, are working as each screen is an individual screen. They're using an Android board to put in there. And by using an Android board inside, you will be able to push one content to that screen.
Mm-hmm.
The problem you're going to face is if you put multiple screens up. For example, you have a limitation of how many units can be connected to a Wi-Fi network. You will have a limitation of power plugs. You need so many power plugs to have power to each display. Just think about the digital signage licenses. Now, this is nothing that fun for the signage company to say, but if you have 3,000 screens in a store and each screen has a built-in Android player, that's 3,000 licenses.
Yes.
And also,
it adds up.
Yeah, and also about servicing them. You know, mm-hmm. It should be easier to take one away, put one back. You know where the computer is. You have something that needs to be updated in one location, not 3,000 locations.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, you could source something like what InSource Screen has off of Alibaba or wherever you want to go. But the simple question that you would ask, or somebody smart would ask, or somebody else who's smart would ask, is, will it scale? And it just doesn't, as you just described.
No, it doesn't. And together with Lenovo, we are able today to have very smart servicing options. We have long-time warranties. We have technical people on 24/7 call. It's a disaster if a retail store shelf edge goes black, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fix that very
quickly.
Especially
with pricing.
You cannot call an Alibaba contact and you get a new screen in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't work so well. All right, this was great. If people want to learn more about your company, where do they go online?
They can go. They can contact Lenovo OEM. Or go to lenovo.com, or they can go to www.instoscreen.com.
All right, perfect. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe you learned a thing or two. If you're new to 69, it's a podcast that's been around since 2016. You can click around the archive and find hundreds of conversations with smart industry people. If you're new to digital signage, you need to be reading 69 at 16-9.net. You'll find more than 8,000 posts by me and expert guest writers about this industry. 16.9 is not a press release republishing mill like a lot of the stuff out there. If something makes it on 16.9, that means it matters in some way to the business. Everything about 16.9 is free. Great sponsors make my work possible, and the key one here is ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. Check out all the curated and automated content available at screenfeed.com. 16.9, the blog, and the podcast are now owned by Spectrio, which does customer engagement solutions, most of that digital signage, for all kinds of businesses.
You'll find them in the Tampa area and online at Spectrio. That's spectrio.com. You'll find me working out of a sunny back room in my house located outside Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.